Since last September's terrorist attacks, the president's wife, Laura Bush, has been concerned about the well-being of the nation's children. She's been an advocate for the rights of Afghan women and girls. Her longtime passion has been books. The second National Book Festival is set for the Washington Mall on October 12th. Yesterday, I spoke with Laura Bush, a former public school librarian and elementary school teacher, about the upcoming book festival, the importance of reading in education, and about the country after September 11th. Mrs. Bush arrived in the map room on the ground floor of the White House with the family dogs, Barney the Terrier and Spot the English Springer Spaniel, trailing behind her. Last year's National Book Festival, the first ever, was held on September 8th. Mrs. Bush said with all that happened in the past year, that festival seems like decades ago.
Well, it does. It really does. And it was such a beautiful day. The weather was beautiful and huge crowds turned out, many more than we expected. We didn't know what to expect, really, for the first National Book Festival. And I expect this year will be a wonderful day as well.
Did books get more important in the past year?
I think books are more important in the past year. Books are always important, but certainly this sort of celebration with so many people coming together to celebrate ideas and words and the freedom that we have in our country to write whatever we want to write and to read whatever we want to read. Certainly that has been emphasized over the last year as we looked at Afghanistan, where even little children weren't allowed to go to school or girls weren't allowed to go to school, much less read or write whatever they wanted like we have in our country.
Probably people are getting more history books now, or books on Islam.
History books have been very popular anyway in our country. Certainly David McCullough, his book John Adams that was out this year, and then a number of other writers who've written biographies and histories have been best-selling authors, and I like that. I like the idea that people want to read about our history. I also think it's important for us to read about world history, and I truly believe that if all of us in the whole world were educated so we could read and understand each other, that it'd be great for our world.
What are you reading these days?
Well, at this very moment, I'm reading a mystery that Alma Powell told me about. She and I both love to read mysteries. Mysteries are a great diversion for me, and I usually read a mystery between every other book. And this one is by Lindsay Davis. They're a mystery set in ancient Rome. And it's just been a lot of fun to read.
Mrs. Cheney said she gave up fiction after September 11th.
Oh, really? Well, I still read fiction. But I've read a lot of other things as well. I've read a lot of poetry, especially right after September 11th. Reading poetry and reading poetry out loud, because that's really the way it should be read, I think, with my girls or with my husband's aunt. Really is comforting to me. I have a group of friends that I grew up with in Midland, Texas, and we travel together every summer, and part of our time when we travel is reading poetry with each other.
Any idea what the president's reading?
Let's see. Right now, I think he's reading he just finished Emperor of Ocean Park by Stephen Carter, which is another mystery that both of us really enjoyed. I can't remember what else he's reading at this moment. I should have looked at his side of the bedside table.
Nothing on regime changes anywhere? No.
No.
I saw some tape of you the other day. I just have to ask you about this. This was September 11th. This was the morning. And you're standing next to Senator Kennedy. And you look like you're about to lose it, like you're coming apart. But then it was your turn to speak. And you just took this little breath. And boom, you did it. I was just in awe of that, that you could summon that, this is what I've got to do, I've got to do this, I'm doing it. How do you do that?
Well, I think we all did that. I think all Americans did that last September 11th and since, because we know we have to go on, and because we know that one of the most important ways that we can honor the lives of the people who were lost on September 11th is to make our lives more meaningful.
What you said was very interesting, too. You said that parents should talk to their children and assure them that they're safe, or try to.
Well, that's right, and that was really because a member of the press asked me and said, what should we say to our children? And it reminded me on that day and a lot of days since that it's very important for us to talk to our children to reassure them that they're safe at home and safe in their schools, but at the same time, not to deny our feelings of sadness.
Might be difficult if we're on the eve of a war.
Well, certainly, but we've been in a war for the last year. We've had a war on terror. We've liberated Afghanistan, and one of the most powerful photographs that have come out of the last year, in my opinion, is the photograph of little girls going back to school in Afghanistan, and I hope that that's instructive to school children in the United States. We take all of our advantages so for granted that every child in America has the opportunity to go to a great public school. It's just the idea that we don't take what we have for granted is very, very important.
This is Constitution Day.
That's right.
And you have an event to mark the day. What do you make of the criticism that the administration is encroaching on civil liberties in the war against terrorism?
Well, I don't believe that. I don't think the administration is encroaching on civil liberties. I think that this is a new kind of war where we all are faced with a lot of uncertainties about it. Every American is asked to be vigilant, and I think it's just a time that we'll hopefully go through and get to the other side, and we won't have these feelings that we have that are of uncertainty and vulnerability.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
Laura Bush speaking yesterday in the Map Room at the White House. The National Book Festival is scheduled for October 12th in the National Mall. Featured authors include biographers David McCullough and Henry Louis Gates Jr., mystery writers David Baldacci and Tony Hillerman, and children's book illustrators Eric Carle and Rosemary Wells. There's more of my interview with Mrs. Bush and a conversation with Librarian of Congress James Billington about the National Book Festival on the website npr.org.